Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Nika is not here this week because
she got picked up by a big bird.
It was a really big bird. She texted like, guys, I got picked up by a big bird. I do still have self signal now.
Yeah, like bullshit. And then she sends a picture of the talons and she was flying over a field.
Oh, tell them the truth. She's out recruiting for her new World of Warcraft.
Okay, that's true. That'd be so cool. I'd be so mad.
So cool.
Actually, I'd be happy, but still.
Yeah, no Nika today. So once anything is different, I shut down and I don't know what to do right now.
Right, it throws things off.
I don't know what to do anymore.
When you adopt like a new kitten and they just shake in the corner, that's what Michael's doing.
That is what I am doing.
I should put this down because I feel so powerful.
It keeps scaring me.
I am pretty scared you're going to shoot us with the gun.
Bachman has a
smoked an op so hard the meat fell right off the bone.
Bachman has a Sonic the Hedgehog Nerf gun. It's real small, real tiny. No Nerf bullets in it, but I'm still pretty scared.
It gives you advantage on intimidation rolls, you might say.
Yeah, because he's doing that thing where he spins it around. It's pretty scary.
It's pretty he's only using two hands to do it.
If you're imagining somebody doing it the right way, no, it's not that.
No. He loves to reload on the battlefield.
Now that's cool.
Wow. Stop doing gun tricks. We gotta make a podcast.
Where's my gun?
All right. No, don't look for your gun. I can see it though, actually.
Timmy, get your gun.
Previously on Greetings Adventurers.
The circus has gone bonkers. The acrobats are up on a high wire and won't come down. The petting zoo is stampeding around.
I can see that.
The jugglers and the clowns are fighting, and he points at the big top, which was comically shaking back and forth. That's not all, though. There's more problems. The puppeteers are putting on this artsy fartsy stuff that no one likes.
That seems pretty low priority, but okay.
And the carnival workers are sick of working for tips and they're on strike.
You do see what looks like maybe a small child riding a pig. And it is galloping about and like bashing into things, and you see it knock over an oil lamp and even more fire starts.
We could be like a mediator, like a union mediator to help them bring their needs to you.
Yeah, but we don't even get paid.
Yeah, that sucks. What do you guys want to get paid?
Yeah.
We want a copper piece a day.
What the fuck?
He will give you a copper piece a day? Are you kidding me?
You need to give them 2 copper a day. Each.
Each?
Someone give me a dollar so I can give it to this man.
We ran out of those like weeks ago, man. I told you, you gotta...
So it's problem solved, I guess.
Hell yeah, brother. Get out there and get some pigs.
But there's still so many issues.
That's true.
And that's where we come in. We've already solved your number one issue. And doesn't that just prove how valuable we are?
You said you wanted to travel with us to Farhold? He kind of turns a little bit and you see that he's a lollipop stuck in his fur.
I got that, buddy. There. And I want to try to rip it nicely, Michael DeMauro, off of him.
One clown car drives up, and then they just keep coming out of it.
That's scary.
Just a horde.
Hey, you fucking assholes, don't fight.
No, we're going to fight to the death. You have to choose a side.
Choose sides! Clowns or jugglers! Wah!
I push him back a little bit, like, stop. Cool it, buddy.
Why do we have to choose a side?
Hold on. Let's be sensible here.
Listen to this guy.
First of all, What? Let me introduce myself.
That's what clowns sound like.
That is what clowns sound like.
That's why everyone loves him so much.
I am known far and wide as Honk the Hilarious.
Honk the Hilarious? That is
Damn,
pretty good.
I wish my name was Honk.
Before you decide, I should tell you that the jugglers are led by an evil a man who creates horrible monsters. He's not an alchemist, not an archivist,
artificer,
not a, oh, you said it. Oh,
that's the magic word. That's the magic. Honk, 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 honk.
He's bad.
Okay.
Now, are you afraid of him because of the creatures, or the creatures trying to hurt you, or what's the actual problem? Because right now, it just seems like a guy that's just doing crafts on his own.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't quite see the issue. Please feel free to illuminate me.
Well, let me tell you.
And he starts to say what he starts to try to make his case. But we've seen the Big Top, right?
It's
rocking back.
Yeah, it's pretty rowdy in here.
It is rocking. It is like, you know, it's boinking all over the place.
We did come a knocking though.
You did.
Against the laws of nature, we have come a knocking.
At this point though, the Big Top from the top starts tearing open, and you see this huge, probably 25 foot construct come stomping out of the huge Big Top, and there's lights playing and music that you can see, and it's juggling.
Okay.
Whoa.
This huge mechanism juggling giant axes.
Okay.
What? That's not safe.
And it does. It picks up a clown and it rips it in half.
Well.
And then throws its legs at basically in our general direction. And then starts juggling again.
Is that one of your acts? Like, you get sawed in half? I saw that once. It's pretty, pretty scary.
Oh, no. He has released his greatest invention, Rick.
Is there real blood pouring out of the clown?
He throws its legs over at you and it lands on the ground and it like intestines like slide out as it like runs across the ground.
Oh shit.
Gang, we gotta hurry up and stop this thing, okay?
Mr. Clown, it seems like maybe you were correct and maybe the jugglers, or more specifically the leader of the jugglers, is a problem. So you wanna point us in the direction of their leader?
Oh, I don't know where he is. He's probably, maybe he's driving that horrible thing for all I know.
The construct, is it like still in the tent right now? It just threw the clown?
Right now it's stomping out. It just stepped on a small child.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Okay, we gotta deal with this guy.
Yeah.
Michael.
And now it's picking up one of the cows.
No!
From the petting zoo.
Uh-huh.
And it rips that in half and starts like splashing itself with all the blood.
I know that,
and it's just like raining down all over it.
Does that thing run on fucking blood? Gang, we gotta take it down.
I stealth.
I don't know what the fuck that thing is. I'm terrified of it. This is so scary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Out of character question.
Fireball.
That probably is just the answer, isn't it? Because, yeah, because I was looking at my other stuff and I'm assuming a creature such as this psychic damage wouldn't really do that much.
Maybe unless you can target the driver.
Hold on. So one of my spells, I can cast it if I'm able to utter their name. So if I know the name of him.
Okay. I was just going to suggest that I was going to shadow the Colossus the way up this thing.
Uh-huh.
And I could find out the name of the driver.
I mean, I guess
that's an idea. We could also ask
one of the clowns, the currently living clowns.
Yeah.
Wait, the driver is a clown? I can't keep this all straight.
No, the driver is an artificer.
How would the clowns know?
Because they fork together.
Yeah, and they're like, he's a bad guy. We know this guy.
Yeah, that's Greg.
But regardless, I could still do a fireball first just to get things under control.
And maybe lightning would be affected against it. It's like a damn robot or something. I don't know. Fifth edition has very few vulnerabilities. I'll say that much.
Yeah. Right now.
Well, I was looking to chat this guy up, but I guess that makes more sense.
I mean, we still want you to Shadow the Colossus in, I feel like.
Yeah.
I'll do it after the fireball, though.
Yeah. We'll do that. Yeah. Yeah. So
that doesn't work for me.
Michael, are we entering initiative? Can I just fucking?
Yeah.
Yaha.
Uh huh.
Before initiative, I want to give you guys an emboldening bond.
Okay.
What's that do?
It's that D4 you get.
Oh, sick. I got a natural 20 for my initiative. My total initiative is 30.
That's stupid.
I did bad.
That's I got a 22. It's good that you did bad because that means we can do our silly things and then you can get in there and
I got a 4.
I have no fucking idea what I'm going to do, but that's cool. That's fine. You're the anchor.
Cuz I was like kind of thinking I'd explode him a little bit first just to let him know we're down a little bit. That we mean business.
Yeah.
Hey, Rourke, go. Wait, where'd she go?
Oh, God, no. She's probably in that thing. She's probably in that thing.
Did anyone see a tall, orange...
She's just a little girl.
Well, she's pretty tall, though.
She's about 28.
Did you see a tall, orange girl go into this... What are we calling this creature again?
Automaton?
Automaton? A construct? What did construct. You call it, Michael?
I call it a construct.
A construct? Okay.
It's got a big metal jester hat.
Oh.
I like that.
Like a jester hat with like the two sides?
Yeah.
Does it have jingle bells on it?
Uh-huh. But they're like church bells because it's so big.
Oh, that's so scary. Oh, it's so scary when it walks. It's like dong.
I bet this thing sounds crazy.
Mm-hmm. But also there's music playing and stuff.
Okay.
Is it like... It's like that kind of music. Does it sound like it comes from a hurdy-gurdy?
Yeah, that's the name.
Hurdy-gurdy.
Does it come from
an accordion? Bachman's like, why do I know the name Gurdy? That's interesting.
Hurdy-gurdies are fucking cool, man.
Bring them back.
What about whirly-gigs?
You made that up. That's a bug.
All right. Well, Screech, you are up first.
Is a fireball coming?
Sounds like it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it can. I can hold off.
How tall is this thing?
25 feet.
Do we get a discernible idea of if, one, we can see the man in it, and two, if, like, where they would be? I mean, we've probably never seen anything. I've never seen anything quite like this.
My thought was to cast a fireball in the feet area, maybe.
You got to get in the where all that expensive shit is. It probably doesn't matter, but, you know.
Well, because I was thinking, didn't know if I want to melt the guy alive in there.
He's ripped a cow in half.
That's true, and allowed a child to be stomped on.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that too.
And ripped a clown in half. That
too. What's the radius of Fireball?
20-foot radius.
It's 20-foot radius?
Yeah, pretty big.
Okay, Michael, I want to run to this thing and begin to climb, but no higher than 5 feet off the ground.
Yeah, you can get to the base of it. That seems reasonable.
Yeah.
You can maybe like...
Yeah, so you could like cut it at its feet.
Yeah, if there's any tubes.
You could do the classic like wraps of it around its leg.
Yeah, cut out its Achilles tendons.
Yeah, take them out.
Are there any mechanical components to this, or is it strictly magical?
So it looks like a big metal golem, essentially. It's... like there's joints and stuff like that, but it's not like,
yeah,
it's not like a living metal, but
there's no like hydraulics or anything,
but they're not exposed hydraulics and you can't see like a cockpit or anything like that.
Mm.
It just seems like a big statue.
Probably resistant to piercing being metal or no. And not necessarily a question for Michael.
You just ask him. He has to tell you because he's not allowed to lie.
He does. Yeah. That doesn't seem like it's ever worked before. I mean, I'm gonna attack anyway. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, what else are you gonna do?
It's not resistant to piercing, I'll tell you that.
Why not? It's metal. You're kind of leaving it on the table there.
Okay, it is?
Oh my god. 14 to hit.
Add a d4.
Oh, plus a d4? That was honestly my mistake because I used the D&D Beyond dice again. So 17 to hit.
17 does hit.
Okay. Okay. So we got that. We got 9 damage plus another 5 damage. So we're up to 14. And then you know what? I'm going to attack again.
Get him.
Get him.
Ooh, I don't think I'm going to get him. So that's 12. I do not get to add the d4, I'm assuming, for this attack.
I'm pretty sure.
It's a 14 to hit.
A 14 does not hit.
Damn it.
Okay. So that's my turn.
I think you did great.
I appreciate that.
Chuck?
Wait a minute, hold on a second.
Okay.
I'll disengage.
Whoa.
So you don't climb up 5 feet?
No, because I don't think that's right. I think I'm taller than 5 feet, so that's not really climbing.
Ooh. Fair.
You're just like there.
Yeah.
Sweet.
You said it's my turn?
It's Chuck's turn.
I'll tell you what, I got no fucking idea what I should do in this situation. And that's okay. Well, it's not technically okay. I think... Yeah, I'm not super built for this, but that's okay. I mean, I am, but not for going first. Not first, but you know what I'm saying. Shut up. I would like to run up to it if I can, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And cast Inflict Wounds. I mean, maybe it's just I'm overthinking it. Just do your shit is what I should be saying to myself, and then let Michael sort it out afterwards. And then no one's allowed to yell at me.
Do your shit and let Michael sort it out. That's what I always say.
Michael, does a 17 hit?
17 hits.
Okay.
We're narrowing it down.
You know what? D&D Beyond? Do your thing, girl.
Oh, you're going to regret that.
Oh, I regret that. No, no.
No, it's actually...
26.
Pretty good.
26 necrotic damage.
Dang.
As I run up, put my hand on it, and shoot necrotic energy through it, you know.
Yeah, it goes.
Are we just gonna kill the Iron Giant? Is that what we're doing?
Well, but if the Iron Giant was like killing indiscriminately, I don't think he did. I haven't seen that film, but I think he was a good guy.
Oh, okay.
No, he kills indiscriminately.
What? No.
Yeah, he ripped. That's where I got the coward being in half thing.
And that it. I'll use my Fey gift to distract it a little bit and give Screech Ako advantage on the next time Screech Ako attacks. And Screech, you and I both get 9 temporary HP.
Oh my god.
I know, right?
I am a god now.
Yeah, nothing will ever hurt me and you.
Nice. Good turn.
I'm afraid that my initiative is so bad that the bad guy's gonna get a turn before me.
And that's okay. You get to react to them. You know, you're like a strategist.
I guess. I rolled so bad.
Yeah, no, you rolled really bad.
Really? I mean, I got a 4 initiative. That's pretty fucking bad. Better. I rolled a 2 and I have a +2 initiative. And I specifically put aside one of the dice that's been bad at me and used a different one, and this is how it treated me. So I'm putting that one. Wait, where's my dice cage?
Alright, so it starts juggling its axes faster and faster.
I forgot about those. Fuck.
Yeah, that's gonna be a problem.
What's it gonna do? Throw them at its feet?
And then it's gonna throw one at its feet, and then it's gonna throw one at Chuck and one at Celine. You're all getting one thrown at you.
No,
thank you.
Do you like that?
I think there should be a chance that it hits its own feet, though.
Yeah.
If it rolls a 1, I'll think about it.
Thank you. That's all I need.
If it rolls a 1, first I want you to think about actually telling us that it rolled a 1, and then you can think about if it hits its own feet.
I thought I rolled a 1 for a second, but it's a 7.
I did that earlier.
They're too similar.
Does a 14 hit your armor class? Sorry, Screech.
If it meets, it beats off.
That is true.
Nice. I love that.
Don't hurt me, though.
Well, I have to. I'm rolling damage dice.
Michael!
You always have a choice.
What's the rules? I'm a slave to them. That is 13 slashing damage. And I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. Ooh, that's so fucking wise. That's actually a dirty 20.
There you go.
You look at him and all of his bright lights, and it's just this crazy sight you're seeing, but somehow you're able to maintain sanity, I guess.
Jesus. I didn't realize those were the stakes.
Yep. Yep. Next one flies at... Oh, shit. At Chuck.
Oh, fuck.
That didn't go on the table, and I wish...
Sounds like it's flying at you.
I wish it had, because I rolled good for once. That's a 24 to hit. So that, I'm guessing...
To Chuck?
So to Chuck. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
And that's also 13 slashing damage. And I would love it, love it, if you'd make a wisdom saving throw.
Gladly. Is a 15 good enough?
I guess so. Nothing strange happens.
Okay.
Well,
just in case, I did roll my d4, so it's a 17. Or an 18. Just in case you're trying to trick me.
I would never. When have I ever tried to... I don't trick. I'm not a trickster.
I'm sorry I said that.
Celine.
Just dodge it. Just don't get hit.
Well, I can't actually.
I rolled a 1.
You rolled a 1?
Oh, get your feet. Get the feet. I know it's not at the feet, but hey, whatever.
See, this is why I was gonna, because I was like, I got something I can use, but we'll see if it hits first. Yeah. And it doesn't.
Doesn't hit.
Celine sees, is this another axe coming at me?
Yeah, big axe. It's like probably twice the size of a normal axe.
Wow.
So Celine, actually, when she sees the axe hurtling towards her, she just steps like 1 step back. And it hits the ground right in front of her. And she tries to look cool, but if you like looked at her real close, she'd be sweating.
She smells like piss.
No! She's not piss! Only the stinky stress sweat.
Does he still have axes in the air, Michael?
He's thrown the 3 axes that he is holding. So he does not have axes to throw anymore, apparently.
Oh, shit.
He doesn't? Oh, okay. What a fucking idiot.
Does he appear to have hips with which to bend down and pick the axes back up?
He does have those. I did say he has joints. Sorry.
Imagine if it were an action to use every single muscle in your body.
That would
suck. It kind of is.
Celine.
Fireball time, baby. Yeah, I would like to cast 3rd level fireball. And that is a dex saving throw.
This is not a very dexterous being.
I can't believe it.
12.
No.
Oh my god.
Unsuccessful.
Damn, nice job.
So now it is time to roll 8d6.
Oh no.
Yeah, 27. 27 fire damage.
Damn. 27 fire damage.
I don't feel like shoving's gonna do anything in this situation. I think this guy's too big for me to shove. I don't think it's gonna work.
You fire your fireball, and it's very cinematic. It explodes, and it's just like the air is just full of flame. it's impossibly slow. It's like the thing is like falling over backwards and there's just smoke and flame roiling off of it. And it's like, and then it falls all the way backwards, smashes into the ground.
Screech and I are like running back and forth, trying not to just squish. It's like, just go to the left. I'm like, oh, I want to go.
It falls on a llama.
No, it falls on a llama?
Yeah, it does.
Shit.
Is it okay?
No, it's dead.
The llama's dead?
Yeah, it's dead.
No!
Llama, they squished your mama.
No!
Should I use my revivify diamond?
Good.
Use a diamond? No! No.
And its back slams into the ground, and its arms twitch. And it makes that noise, that cool noise that I just made.
Yeah.
David, you could like make it sound like I made a really cool noise.
Get his ass, David.
And you're like, wow, that was not that bad.
Yeah. I think my adrenaline would still be pumping. I would like tell Screech to run up on top of it. Get the guy out of there just in case.
Well, we couldn't see a discernible cockpit, you said?
You could not see a discernible cockpit.
Just start ripping.
But the chest pops open and out comes whizzing.
Weird time for a pee.
What seems like, again, a robot of some kind on a unicycle.
What?
And it's just tearing around. It's like zipping around really fast. And it's juggling.
You're gonna give me
juggling?
Yes.
Slow down, you're giving me a damn headache.
On a unicycle, it's juggling, it's zipping around. It seems to be made out of metal.
So it's down on the ground now, zipping around on this unicycle?
Yeah, so another creature has popped out of the first creature.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, the first creature is a big mess of flaming nonsense on the ground.
Detritus.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Whose turn is it, Michael?
It is Screech's turn.
Is that cockpit still open?
Yeah.
Up I go. Yeah, I want to hop in that cockpit.
Okay.
I want to see what it looks like in there. Any controls? Couple simple joysticks. Maybe a button that says engine on/off.
Well, I mean, but there's also a bunch of red flashing lights everywhere, and things that are saying like emergency, emergency, emergency. And it's also very hot and smoky in there.
Oh.
Yeah, because I set it on fire.
Yeah, it got exploded.
I still would want to see if I could, like my car's got a lot of flashing lights on it. I'm still able to drive around. So I think, unless it seems like it's immediately about to explode, it's not, yeah, it's not my insurance policy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you want to make some sort of arcana or intelligence check to see if you can.
You're goddamn right, I do.
Do something with this.
Never wanted to do anything more. Arcana's +2, so I feel good about my chances.
Damn, that's pretty good.
14?
Hell yeah.
That's pretty good by some standards.
You can add a d4 if you
want. I can add a d4! You're fucked now. 4! 18!
You believe that you can control one of its arms.
Hell yeah.
And it is in reaching distance to the axe that I threw at its feet.
Have I used my actions at this point? I don't actually know what doing a check like that is. That just no, like a free does. Thing? Okay. Well, I want to pick up the axe. So how fast is this guy moving?
So fast.
Okay. So you guys down there gotta hold this guy still for a minute.
Just put your hand in the way.
I only have one arm and it's got the axe.
I'm still proud of you. You did a great job.
Oh my god, thank you.
You see a button that says targeting system.
Uh-huh. I push it.
All right. Yeah, a little helmet pops down. And it appears to be, I don't know, some sort of AR sort of helmet that you can put on.
Yeah?
If you use this next round, you'll be able to make an attack without disadvantage.
Screech yells, "This thing sucks. There's no games on it."
Okay, so are you gonna start aiming with it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if it's something that I need to do this round,
I feel like that's enough. All right, so you're like, and you're like aiming with this weird helmet. Okay, Chuck,
this is sick.
There's a guy in metal armor or a robot or a statue or something, but it's on a unicycle.
Yeah,
and it's zipping around.
I want to cast a stone shape in front of it.
Ooh,
to try to
eat shit.
Try to like make him bash it, Michael.
Are you creating like a ramp or like a rail to grind on?
Not a ramp, because that'd be too sick. No, not a that's also way too sick. I want it to hurt, like, you know, just like hard.
You want it to just be like a pylon in front of it.
Exactly.
It just bonks into it.
Exactly.
Okay, that's a great idea. Stone shape, you just do it, right?
Stone shape, you just do it, yes.
So I'm gonna make him do a like dex roll to try to avoid it.
Sure. He seems very dexterous, but hey, maybe I surprised him.
He's so dexterous. Okay. Ooh, okay. So he's like, "Ha ha, you'll never get me." And
shut the fuck up.
Does he have a little mustache?
Yeah, it's a little robot mustache. And he dodges out of the way of the pylon that you made, and he like looks at you like,
mm-hmm.
like, "Look at me, I'm so cool." But then he bashes into a completely unrelated post.
I meant to do that. I knew you would dodge it, and then you hit that dead cow carcass.
So he goes sprawling. He's gonna be prone. I'm gonna let you roll 2d6 damage.
Oh, hell yeah.
He's going to be prone?
He's going to be prone.
4 damage, Michael DeMar.
Sick.
1 for every level of spell that I cast on that one.
Well,
has he already taken his turn?
Oh, it's his turn right now.
Does he stay prone? Does he decide to do other things with his turn?
Well, Celine can push him up in the air, which is funny to me, or push him against the way he's going.
I can push him. Yes, that is true.
Most likely, so that's something. We love Celine's push probably more than anything.
It's honestly very funny most of the time. It is a little sad I couldn't use it on the road big guy, but maybe because I could try, but don't think I would have done anything.
So he does unfortunately stand up.
Boo!
Which is weird because it's like the unicycle is like his legs.
Oh, really? So he does like a weird like...
Yeah. And then...
But, you know, you use half your movement to get up, so maybe that helps. I don't fucking know.
Oh, it definitely helps.
It's probably like, his movement's probably 400 because he don't got legs, he got wheels.
Yeah, so he can just keep wheeling.
He's probably the fastest. He's fast as hell. Love this guy. Kind of a murderer.
I think we're trying to kill him.
So how are you guys situated, would you say?
I'm by the foot of the robot. Screech is in the cockpit, and then Celine's
like,
probably 30 feet.
Yeah, I'm pretty... I'm farther back for sure.
Okay. He zips around doesn't zip very far because, you know, he did get knocked over.
Mm.
He zips around and then he starts wiggling his fingers and chanting some sort of weird thing.
Oh, fuck.
It sounds almost like magic.
Not good.
And then lightning bursts from his fingertips.
No.
I'm going to need Chuck and I'm going to need Celine to make a dexterity saving throw.
Me?
Yes.
All my dice betray me all the time. I don't know which ones to use.
12?
That was good. 19.
Okay, well, 19 will save.
Yes.
What about 12?
12 will not. Sorry.
No.
And so that is going to be 31 lightning damage to Chuck and 15 to Celine.
I'm not supposed to get lightning.
Ouch!
Hold on, hold on.
Chuck's hair looks crazy right now.
Sticks straight up, smoking.
Celine.
This guy's got a dough. So now I can see this guy, so I don't need to worry about knowing his name. So I'm about to cast my new favorite spell, Ralothim Psychic Lance.
Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Which is obviously, as everyone knows, the spell where I unleash a shimmering lance of psychic power from my forehead. So I just do, like, stand with my arms out, and it's just like, blah, a beam of energy. And that's going to be an intelligence saving throw, which I'm not excited about. Maybe it wasn't good, because he might be smart. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Six. The six.
No.
It's not very good.
It does not. So he's going to take 7d6 damage and is incapacitated until the start of my next turn.
Incapacitated?
Yes.
Wait, that probably means he can't move or take action.
I like that. I like that a lot.
That's so bad.
Isn't that a cool spell? I saw it. I'm like, oh, I'm getting
that. Pop a light.
26 damages. 26 psychic damage.
You hear a yelp of pain.
Yeah, you do.
What does he do? Like, is he still on the wheel? Did he, like, fall over?
Well, he is the wheel.
Well, I know, but he's still, like, is he riding the wheel or is he, like, sideways? But did he fall over?
Does it say anything about going prone or anything in your spell? Probably not, right?
It is a target must make an intelligence saving throw and a failed save. Target takes 7d6 psychic damage and is incapacitated until the start of your next turn. On a successful save, the creature takes half as much damage and isn't incapacitated.
Incapacitated? Because incapacitated could mean...
Is it like a specific... thing?
An incapacitated creature can't take actions or reactions. So.
It doesn't fall over necessarily.
Not necessarily. I mean, for like.
Yeah.
Flying creatures, they fall, right. But that's not quite the same thing. Unless a creature has hover, in which case they don't fall. But this
but theoretically.
This is a wheel.
Guys, I think we know that a bicycle, if it doesn't stay in motion, it's going to fall over.
Yeah.
That's true.
I think he's going to be spinning his little wheel while he's laying on the side.
Well, you don't think it would coast? And this is like not in my self-interest, but like
I think it would coast.
I mean, it coasted for a bit until it fell over.
Well, this is okay, this is interesting, Michael. If the wheel is his body, does he have to do constant push or can he coast a little bit, right? So
you know who else can do a push?
That's true. If you push him against the way he's going,
exactly.
Or
I can just like, is there like a hole somewhere I can like shove him towards the hole?
Yeah, does he have a hole anywhere, Michael?
Or two of them?
He might not. Incapacity doesn't say that he has disadvantage on anything, it which
just,
is kind of funny.
It just says can't take actions or reactions.
Yeah.
So I don't think a spell save is an action, is it? I have no fucking idea. Push his ass, though.
Push him.
Okay, I'm gonna push him back towards what did you do earlier? The stone shape?
Yeah.
Is that still there?
Probably just push him, like, the opposite way that he's going.
Okay. Yeah, okay, I'll try to do that. And that's a strength save.
No, yeah. You push him.
Beef it.
Hell yeah.
You push him over.
So now he has no inertia.
Eat shit.
So
yeah.
I think we all agree.
Yeah, no, he's...
He might still be able to balance, because he's a perfect being, but...
Oh, no, he's prone.
Oh, hell yeah.
He's laying down.
Oh, hell yeah.
Down, but not out. Is that Celine's turn?
That is Celine's turn.
Great turn.
All right, let's go to old Screech.
So he's laying down or he's standing?
He's laying down.
Oh my goodness. And describe to me his body again. Is he like, I'm thinking like Gizmo from DuckTales. Like the guy with the single wheel and then he's got the mechanical body. Is that what you imagine?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I imagine, yes.
Okay, we're gonna get rid of that wheel. I want to throw this axe in such a way that it chops the wheel off.
Okay.
Because it is like physically attached.
All right.
Because this started with him chopping limbs off. And it's going to end with limbs being chopped off.
You can try to cut the wheel off, but you will have to roll with disadvantage.
Roll with disadvantage? I got a bit. You know how big this axe is? You know. It's your idea. No, really. Do you know how big this axe is?
Twice the size of a normal axe.
Oh. Well, it seems like if you try to aim harder, you might end up missing because you're aiming down towards his quote-unquote feet, right?
Okay. I mean, I think that's the idea of the disadvantage.
Wait, if he's prone, you have advantage. Then.
This is a ranged attack, though.
I mean, is my arm... Is he close enough that I can just hit him with the axe? Do I have to throw it?
You have to throw it.
Do you have disadvantage when they're prone?
For ranged attacks.
Because they're, like, laying on the ground, I guess it's harder.
Yeah, so technically, you try to hit its feet doesn't mean anything, legally. Unless Michael throws a higher DC, which he's allowed to do.
I think he shouldn't be allowed to do it, personally.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I'm going to do it, and then if it doesn't work, I'll Axe and Surge and do something else.
That's fun.
Okay, so what am I just rolling like a regular ranged attack, or what am I doing?
Yeah, use your doing a ranged attack. Use whatever you're doing.
Perfect. I love that. So 22.
Damn.
Even with disadvantage?
Oh well, yeah. If you're gonna make me do that,
maybe you roll better.
If it's within an acceptable range, Michael Bachman, you can use a D4, or you can save it if you action surge, because you can only do it once per turn.
Yeah, but I feel like with this, it's not like I'm throwing an axe. I can't throw the axe again.
That's fair. That's fair.
You know, I only have one axe, so the first attack has to be the one.
Yeah,
that's fair.
That makes sense.
Absolutely.
So four plus seven, 11. I am going to use my D4.
Yeah.
Michael, who's like, it's not going to hit even with a +4, is like, okay. It's a 14.
That is such a good roll. You chop his fucking wheel off.
Yeah!
Does oil go everywhere? Because it's his blood.
Yeah, it's squirting out.
It does.
So you said this thing is like 25 feet high?
No, what that thing that it jumped out of was. This is its second form.
Yeah, this is a littler guy.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm talking about. The thing that I'm
and
in
that
is...
thing, and the thing that you're inside of is on the ground.
Yeah, the original thing. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay, because it's and this thing is still alive, right?
The thing you're fighting?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I want to action surge. And I want to jump out of this and stab it.
Oh!
Okay.
Non-lethal!
Non-lethal stabbing?
Why, isn't there plenty of, like, other people to question?
I mean, Drake Harris seems, like, pretty bad.
He is, like, brutally maiming clowns, which normally I'd be on board with.
I know.
Llamas?
It's the,
cows?
Hey, man, it's the Batman conundrum, right?
Wait, like, what are we going to do? We're going to be like, why'd you do that? And you'd be like, I wanted to, and okay, glad we kept you alive.
I felt like it. You can go. Boys will be boys.
Okay, off we go. What do you need me to roll for this? I mean, I got my attack, obviously, but...
Yeah, your attack would work.
Wait, are you attacking him?
Yeah, I'm...
So probably roll an attack.
Jumping... I got to jump to him, so I didn't know if there was, like, extra consideration.
But, oh, yeah, no.
No, Michael already said no.
he said it, you heard it.
23.
That's totally going to hit, bro.
Yeah. I plunge my claws into the dark heart.
You would have advantage this time on account of him being prone.
That is true. Ooh. Do you want to roll again to see if you crit?
I didn't.
Okay.
Well, why didn't you? Well, why not?
You know what? Yeah, you're right. I should have.
That's
a stupid idea.
Hindsight's 2020.
Yeah, what you can do? It's not 2020 for you, bitch.
Describe yourself murdering this guy.
I throw this thing, his wheel chops off, and I jump, I take a leap, and he plunge down with my claws. Like Wolverine style, right into the chest. And does it have like a face?
We know it has a mustache, so
yeah, at the very least.
Okay,
so it had a robot face, but when your claws plunge into its chest, the helmet pops open, and you can see what appears to be a gnome inside of it.
Oh no!
Oh no!
And so you can watch the light escape its eyes as it dies.
So a small guy jumps out a big guy, even smaller guys inside the small...
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Screech was about to say something like witty and profound, and when it opens up and he finds out that there's an even smaller guy inside it, he just goes.
I guess he was overcompensated for something.
I mean, wow.
Well, I don't think you should have killed him, but he definitely deserved this type of justice. So, and Chuck kind of waves his hand. It's you're absolved.
You know, logistically, I just wasn't expecting for there to be another contraption with another guy. Yeah. I thought this was the guy.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling a little weirder about it now that he's, I can see his face.
Yeah, I didn't expect a third guy.
Yeah.
But he was doing a lot of bad stuff, so... Yeah.
So, I guess I pick him up and I carry him.
His tiny body.
Yeah, into the tent.
His tiny, crumpled body.
And we're like, hey.
Hey, guys.
The jugglers and clowns are still, you know, there's like... You see, like, a clown, like, going, oh, as it, like, you know, stabs a juggler in the face.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, another a juggler just bashing a clown's head in with one of those juggling pins.
Yeah.
There's, like,
yeah,
see, like, bits of bone and brain everywhere.
This circus is crazy.
When it's being used for juggling, Tim, it's a juggling pin.
That's true. That is true. I'm sorry. But it's maybe for bashing, so just a
yeah,
bashing,
it's a bashing pin.
It's a bashing
now.
Pin.
I was like, would it be too dark to carry the other dead people? Like, look what you did! No, I think we'll just go straight up. Jugglers, your evil leader's dead. Give up. Let's have peace here, my friends.
Do you, like, you know, amplify your voice in some way? You're just yelling?
Oh, you know it, baby girl. Yeah, you know it, and,
Do you have a spell for that?
Yeah, Thaumaturge slash,
Because nice. I don't, that's why I was asking. I only have a mage hand.
I actually don't have I don't have Thaumaturge, I have a hammer?
Wow!
I do have Thaumaturge, and I do use it, thank you, Michael, to scream!
Roll either intimidation or persuasion with advantage.
I'll do persuasion because that's higher.
See, it's more your style. You're less of an intimidation guy. I'm more like, come on, give up.
I'm tall. yada, yada, yada. That was a 25.
All of the fighting stops immediately.
Aren't there enough dead? Look around you.
And the clowns are pulling away from the jugglers and they seem to stop fighting, and the jugglers all sort of walk slowly towards Chuck. And
is Honky Honkins or whatever his name was nearby?
It's a Honk the Hilarious.
Honk the Hilarious, Mr. Honk.
Yeah, he's probably close by.
Sir Honk.
And who now leads the jugglers?
And they, who are you asking?
Just the crowd.
They'll probably decide that at the next gathering of the jugglers, right?
What be you called, sir?
Me, my name is Chuck. What's up?
Chuck, 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 Chuck. The jugglers all start slowly juggling in rhythm as they dance around Chuck.
Oh.
Why are you saying my name?
Wait.
Chuck.
Wait.
Chuck.
Wait.
Chuck.
No.
Chuck.
Chuck. Is he your new leader? No, I stabbed him.
Yeah, I didn't kill this guy.
He wasn't even the one who did it.
I didn't want to kill this guy.
You.
I'm just strong, so I carry things.
You are carrying our leader and spoke in the voice of a god. We shall follow you, Chuck, now.
Oh, god damn it.
You are the master juggler.
Okay. Hell yeah, I guess.
Oh, I could have been rich again. This sucks.
You're not to be trusted with wards, all right? No more for you, sir. No.
This would have been a whole faction of wards.
You don't deserve them. You broke the last set. Not until your next birthday.
This is why we can't have nice wards.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a great place to stop.
I agree. Wow. Chuck, king of the jugglers.
I think Nika wanted to be the king of the Juggalos, so she's gonna be so mad.
She's so mad.
Well, but, okay, but she's basically the princess of the Juggalos.
Yeah.
So it works out.
Yeah.
You're the new hatchet men.
Yeah. Get rid of those.
That's right. You literally had hatchet?
Yo. Uh-huh. Get rid of
axes,
these.
Close enough.
Well, I actually did imagine them being hatchet. That's on me, though. Thank you so much for coming out here every Tuesday. And every single Tuesday. We stream at twitch.tv/geeklyinc. It's a lot of fun. We hang out before the stream, shoot the shit, talk to the audience, you know. Good times. You also have a chance to win dice. Tonight it's hashtag live in order to maybe win dice. And thank you to Die Hard Dice, as always, for supplying the codes. Go to dieharddice.com, enter the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark. You get 15% off your order, and we get a kissy on the back end. All right, you filthy animals. Next week, I'm going to make the offer code my entire World of Warcraft recruiter friend link.
So they have to type it out?
Yeah. Well, my recruiter friend is almost full, unfortunately.
It's almost full and you still posted yours?
Well, it's full of people that don't play anymore.
Ah.
If Josh C. plays for a year, then I get my hat and such, but... Congratulations to Only I Furnace for winning the beautiful dice. A code is coming your damn way.
Is it?
Is it?
In your folder somewhere.
I'm gonna see if I can find it. Because I am always, like I said, I am always confused by where. I think it's like super obvious once you do find it, but it's like,
yeah.
I think isn't there literally one called Die Hard?
A folder called Die Hard Dice Info.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Yeah, you do feel dumb when you find it.
My Google Drive is still the same.
Really?
And I'm actually thinking that maybe, like, it has changed, but I just, like, haven't noticed.
Well, yeah, because really the only main difference is they added, like, a home, which has, like, recent docs, and I fucking hate it.
They always had that.
Yeah, but it didn't default to it.
Oh, mine always did.
So you got the change forever ago?
Maybe I'm the reason. They're like, look what this guy's doing.
This guy's so efficient.
What is it? Who won?
Only I Furnace.
Only I Furnace.
I can announce it in chat again.
Well, all right. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Die Hard Dice. Please join us here every Tuesday at twitch.tv/geeklyinc. If you want to get in touch with us, we are on Twitter at @DnDPodcast. Or @GeeklyInc. We're also on Instagram @GreetingsAdventurers. I'm @ThriftyNerd.
I'm @TimLanning.
I'm @JenniferCheek.
I'm @Nika_Howard. And I'm @TheMikeBachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode.
It feels right, but also wrong when Michael says it.
Imagine you pull up OnlyFans and it's just me looking back at you. Good luck.
You should hack our OnlyFans and see how long it takes people to realize.
Like when they do a social media takeover?
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, that'd be so fucking funny. All right, chat, pretend you didn't hear that.
Yeah,
we're going to make this happen.
All righty. Well, until next week, keep it dicey.
Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Greetings Adventurers podcast. I am your dungeon master. My name is Michael DeMauro. My pronouns are he, him. With me this week, Mike Bachman.
https://. Hey, everybody, it's Mike Bachman. We like to joke here. My pronouns are he, him.
Tim Lanning. Hey,
everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My pronouns are he, him. Go to go to Discord. What's up?
And Jennifer G.
Hello, everyone. My pronouns are she, her.
That's what Michael's doing.
That's what I'm doing.
Can I ask a question? Did you almost say Drunks and Dragons at the beginning?
I did the whole Drunks and Dragons.
But the reason I ask is because my brain almost went there. And I was like, you said Greedy's Adventures, and my brain for a second was like, that's wrong. I'm like, wait, no, that's actually right. So I was also doing that for some reason in
Did I even start with Greedy's Adventures? I don't even know.
I think so.
I don't know.
Maybe that's why.
I don't even know.
It's funny how often you just like go into the old thing. Mm-hmm. It's like the grooves are worn in your brain. Like sometimes it just feels wrong that Nika doesn't do the outro thing the same way anymore. I'm fully expecting her just to go into it.
If she just started doing it again, like, all right. And you're like, okay, that's what.
Those neural pathways have been forged.
What's the one I'm looking for? And there's like a rib, not rib.
Indelible in mark road, upon though. Our brain.
Divot?
No, I don't know.
Groove?
Grooves in the road, yeah.
Grooves in the heart?
Grooves in the heart. We're Drunks and Dragons when we perform live, is my lore.
Yeah, I like it.
In sobriety.
Yeah.
Somebody was saying that in the chat that they listened to that episode like right when they were like going to rehab. They are over 3 years sober, I think.
Hell yeah, let's go.
Congratulations.
Mostly.
I'm sorry if I got some details wrong. I was seeing it teeny mm-hmm. in the chat over on the side.
I'm sure you did a lot of work, but I feel like we get most of the credit. Nice job. So straight.
You should get all the credit. But yeah, wheat's good anyway.
What about us?
Huh?
We don't get any credit?
I should put this down because I feel so powerful with this.
It keeps scaring me.
I am pretty scared you're going to shoot us with a gun.
Smoking out so hard, the meat fell right off the bone.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.